No wars, no hunger, no famine, no envy, no competition, really no free market. What will people be occupied with? The occupation of the entire world, this includes, the Rebbe says, even the non-Jewish world, will be solely to know God. L'das es Hashem, to know God. The language is precise. The very first time the Torah uses the word yoda or yediyah, knowledge or known, it describes the relationship between Adam and Chava. It was after they had disobeyed the divine commandment, ejected from the Garden of Eden, the Torah narrates a period of after their separation. However, the fourth chapter of Genesis begins with the words, V'ha'odam yoda es chava ishtei. And that is to say, Adam, the man, had known his wife, Eve, carnally prior to their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. In other words, the word yoda is not a cerebral experience. It's not intellectual pursuit. Man and wife were intimate as one. Rabbeinu Bachaya is bothered by the fact that the Torah uses intimacy in the description of yediyah, of knowledge. And he says perhaps that has something to do with a seminal impulse that emanates from the brain. And he says perhaps it has something to do with the notion that the desire of or lust of flesh was born out of eating from the fruit of Eitz Hadas. But at any rate, regardless of how the verbiage emerged, the fact remains that the first time the Torah uses the word yediyah, it's not simply an intellectual experience, but it denotes the nurturing and the developing of a very profound and personal relationship. In the third chapter of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the intellectual faculties, Chabad, Chochma, intellectual creativity, Bina, intellectual development, and finally Das. V'hadas, he says, hu milshein v'ha'odam yada eschava. Das, meaning the intellectual experience of knowledge, can be best framed by the first time the Torah uses these words, Adam Nuchava. In other words, Das is not just the ability to process information. It doesn't just mean somebody who contains or has much knowledge about a particular thing, but rather, it denotes a person's being captivated, totally taken in. The Friedrich Rebbe, in one of his Maimarim from the year 1940, says that the notion of Das is perhaps understood with a mushel, the metaphor of a person who is viewing a painting and becomes totally captivated by what he sees to the point that he's no longer aware of what's going on around him. Sometimes music can captivate, and sometimes an idea can captivate in that fashion. What we're really being told here, says the Rebbe, is that not only will we know about God, but we will know God. In the time of Mashiach, our pursuit will be developing and nurturing a more profound, a deeper and more meaningful relationship with the Creator Himself. And as God is infinite, the levels of knowing God will continue to expand and to grow ad infinitum. And that's what we'll do when Mashiach comes.